In 1969, when I was 18, I was invited to a jam session in Grand Rapids with a keyboard player named Kevin and a guitar player named Charlie. It was the most important musical event of my life when I met Kevin Crossley. Jamming with these two professionals taught me what quality of musician was expected by the music business. Charlie Hune went on to play with Ted Nugent, Bob Hatt, and Humble Pie. Kevin was a studio musician for some British acts. He went to work for Studio Instrument Rentals in California, later starting up Studio Keyboard Rentals, working out of a GMC motorhome. Kevin's musical talent and knowledge of keyboards opened the door for him to work directly with many superstar groups. Kevin played the keyboard on Bob Dylan's 1975 Rolling Thunder Review with Joan Baez and Joni Mitchell. He was the keyboard player for Rick Springfield during the Wait for Night tour, appearing with the band on Dick Clark's American Bandstand. Just like my family that came before me, I got the Knaus spirit to travel. I had the willingness to leave one's home and immigrate to some other land and start over. I had my sights set on the music scene that was happening at that time in California. When I could no longer go to MCC and the Army didn't want me, I decided to hitch a ride to San Francisco. A friend of mine I knew from Boy Scouts wanted to go to California, and he asked me if I wanted to ride along with him. This was too much to pass up, and I took him up on his offer. This time, I was really going west. He wanted to see some of the country before we traveled west by first heading east to New York, and neither of us had seen it. We parked and locked the car on a street in Central Park, then took off for a walk. Just by chance, we looked back towards our car, and two guys were breaking the windows to get into the vehicle right behind ours. This was enough New York City for both of us, and we got into the car and left. The trip took us south along the East Coast, then west through Texas, and up to the Grand Canyon. There are no words that can describe how beautiful that work of God is when you see it. But eventually, we did end up in San Francisco. I thought we would be getting an apartment together, but he dropped me off at the one I rented and took off. I never saw or heard from him again. Perhaps I had bad breath. There I was, right where I wanted to be. But was it really? I was a country boy that just got dropped off in the big city all alone.
You got about 3 seconds to make a move, and two of them are already gone.
The next day, while walking down the street, I got robbed at knife point while other people just kept walking by. It was not worth getting cut, so he took my last $10. Now I was broke. I walked to Golden Gate Park almost every day for 2 years, and I would always go into a different entrance, and I never saw everything there. One day when I was walking back to my apartment on Frederick Street in the Haight-Ashbury district, I saw a bum begging for money at the park's exit. Our eyes met, he smiled and asked me,
"Spare change?"
I turned my head and acted as if I had not seen him and directly walked away. At the moment, I had just been dropped off in San Francisco. I was alone, but I had enough money to pay 1 month's rent for an apartment. I had food in the refrigerator and a roof over my head, at least for a month. I did not want to think how close I was to being in a fix just like him. After I got back to my apartment, my heart was heavy. I still had 50 cents in my pocket. Then, I thought this man might have been an angel sent by the Lord to test me to see if I trusted him to take care of my immediate needs. The San Francisco Conservatory of Music was one of the first places I went to when I arrived in the city. I thought that would be a great place to start learning how to play the piano. The man in the main office walked me down a long hall with rooms on each side. Inside the rooms were very young people, all ages, practicing on grand pianos. These kids were amazing. The man asked me if I could play like these kids. I thanked the man for allowing me to witness the greatness of these children. I left the conservatory confident that learning how to play rock and roll would be hard enough for me. One day late in the afternoon, I hitchhiked from San Francisco to Martinez to see a friend. I got a ride going across the Bay Bridge to Oakland. It is 5 miles long and there is no way to get off until the end. The man let me know his intentions were not to give me a safe ride across the bridge. When I let him know I disagreed with his plans, he made me get out of his car. He dropped me off at a freeway exit in downtown Oakland that had no on-ramp to hitch a ride back onto the freeway. I was alone again. It was just after sunset and it was getting dark. I had only stood there a few moments when a taxi went by. He slammed on the brakes when he saw me and backed his car up right to where I was standing. He said, "Get in." I leaned into his open window and said, "But I do not have any money to pay you for a ride." He said again, "I can't leave you here or you may die." The man did not say much, but he did me a good deed and drove me 30 miles all the way to my destination. The only way I could thank the man was to say so. And he drove away, leaving me safe with some friends. I never saw him again, but I have wondered if this was an angel sent to protect me.